Friends, I welcome you to this discussion on breakthrough strategy, which is called as Six Sigma. What is Six Sigma? I am going to explain to you in detail. It is a breakthrough strategy where you are changing all the performance of your organization in case of people, in case of equipment, in case of customer relationship, in case of customer satisfaction, and everything. It is a breakthrough strategy, and we will discuss this beautiful breakthrough strategy very details for the time to come. Six Sigma. Six Sigma strategy for sustained growth. What is sustained growth? That is, once we start growing, we continuously grow for a long time. It is a long period where we continue to grow, continuous improvement, sustained growth. This is what we are going to discuss. What is this Six Sigma? Sustained growth. This is a strategy. It is a breakthrough strategy for sustained growth. Six Sigma. Six Sigma, that is, Six Sigma is a Greek letter, and we use that letter for calculating the standard deviation of the process. So, it is a Six Sigma, it's a set of techniques and tools, for process improvement. Up till now, we have been controlling the functions. Up till now, we are controlling the people. But now we will discuss that everything in our organization is a process. Take it marketing, take it manufacturing, take it production planning, it is a process. And we will discuss how to improve the process, how to improve the consistency in the process, and Sigma is denoting that consistency in the process only. And that we will discuss. We will basically concentrate on each and every process of the business. Business process, manufacturing process, marketing process, selling process, purchasing process, every process we will discuss. And by working on that process improvement, working on that process capability, removing all the defects in that process, all that, how we will achieve the breakthrough strategy, that we will discuss here. It was introduced by, this Six Sigma was introduced by one Mr. Bill Smith, who was working in Motorola. He was an engineer, actually, he is co-founder of Six Sigma along with Dr. Michael Harry and Bob Galvin. These three people were working in Motorola. Actually, Bob Galvin was son of the founder of Motorola. And Mr. Bill Smith, he actually had a large, wide experience in manufacturing, and then after that he joined Motorola. While he joined Motorola, he thought that defects can be reduced to zero. Defects can be reduced, defect opportunities can be reduced to zero if we work with Six Sigma strategy. Okay, so Bill Smith, Bob Galvin, and Dr. Michael Harry. These three great people, actually Dr. Michael Harry has written a book which is bestseller on the list of Wall Street Journal. In 1985, Bill Smith, he coined the term Six Sigma. And why Six Sigma? Why not seven? Why not five? That I am going to discuss with you. But he coined the term Six Sigma, and then in 1987, they have taken the trademark for that Six Sigma, and then worldwide that strategy has spread. Then Jack Welch of General Electric, he was a very, very big person. He really is well known in the world for his management strategy. Jack Welch made it central to his business strategy at General Electric in 1995. Why? Because he was convinced that today's competitive environment leaves no room for error. We can't have any defect. For example, if I purchase a TV from the market, it can't fail when I start it in my house. There is no room for error. If I buy a car, if without any travel, it breaks down, I can't accept that. Today's environment is that I can't have any defect, I can't have any error. And so, this is why Six Sigma quality has become a part of our culture. And this culture word, I'm going to discuss in detail. We have to establish a culture in our organization. Six Sigma culture. We are having one separate chapter on this word culture. As it's hard, Six Sigma is about understanding what your customers want. The target, what we will be working with, is how to satisfy a customer. How to make customer more competitive. And that is what customers want, and developing a game plan. This Six Sigma is a game plan to deliver whatever customer wants, to make the customer more competitive, to make the customer more profitable, and to make the customer more thrilled about our products and services. So, this Six Sigma, just see, here I have brought one normal distribution where I have actually plotted that Gaussian distribution, which I will be discussing what is Six Sigma about it. So, Jack Welch made it central to his business. What he says, the best Six Sigma projects begin not inside the business. Up till now, we have done a lot of work on quality improvement. Actually, I was working in Bosch as a quality assurance manager for a very long time. There, we have implemented zero defect. We have implemented total quality management, TQM. But Six Sigma is something one plus above it. It is something more than that. We learned Six Sigma after our experience in Bosch. But then we came to know that what we were doing all along was not sufficient for the growth of the business. So, we learned Six Sigma, and then we came to know that it is something very, very great. The best Six Sigma projects begin not inside the business, but outside it, because our customers are outside the business. What they want, that we have to give, then only our business will improve. It focuses on answering the question, how can we make the customer more competitive? Because he also has to stay in the market. He has to have sustained growth in his business. So, we have to help our customer to be more competitive in his market. One thing we have discovered with certainty is that anything we do that makes the customer more successful inevitably results in financial return for us. Actually, we are discussing not only financial return for us. We discuss the customer satisfaction, then we discuss employee satisfaction, and then we discuss our process improvement, process capability. This is what we discussed already in the balanced scorecard, which we are going to discuss sometime afterwards, balanced scorecard. So, what we do, anything that makes the customer more successful, inevitably results in financial results for us. That means, we can't have better financial results if our customer is not happy. We can't have better financial results if our employee is not happy. We can't have better financial results if our process is not capable. If all our processes, all our business processes are not capable, we can't be financially more effective. And that is what is the basic principle of Six Sigma. That we make our customer more competitive, we make our employees more competent, and we make our processes more capable, and that's how we get our financial returns properly. In 2005, Motorola, after they introduced Six Sigma, they got US$17 billion savings. 17 billion in savings in their business. Financial results were improved by US$17 billion. Then other early adopters of Six Sigma include Honeywell. Then I said General Electric, where Jack Welch was there. Then slowly other people also, GE actually got 2.5 billion dollars. By the late 1990s, about 2/3 of the Fortune 500 organizations had adopted Six Sigma. Then it came in India also. Indian Statistical Institute, they taught all the Indian subsidiaries, Indian organizations about Six Sigma. That is what I also came to know, because I got trained in Indian Statistical Institute of Bangalore about Six Sigma. And then we tried to introduce Six Sigma in our organization, and we were successful to some extent. Six Sigma strategy seeks to improve the quality of the output of a process. Just as I said, anything is a process. And in a process, there is some input and there is some output. In our whole of our career, we controlled output. But Six Sigma taught us that not only output, but also input has to be controlled. Input has to be also monitored. And that's how we get the business result. So, output of a process by identifying and removing causes of defects. For what is defect? Anything which dissatisfies a customer is a defect. Anything. For example, customer gives a call to me and I don't attend the call. It's a defect. Customer comes to my organization and nobody welcomes him is a defect. It is not only product defect. It is not only service defect. It is the defect in treatment of the customer also. Anything which dissatisfies a customer is a defect. And I don't want one single defect in even treatment of customer, in my product, and in my services also. I don't want even single defect. And that we will be discussing, what is the defect, what is the definition of defect, that we will be discussing. And then minimizing variability in the process. What is variability? That means, for example, I am giving my pant to a tailor for making it ready within 4 days. But the tailor sometimes gives me in 8 days, sometimes he takes 1 month, sometimes he gives me in 2 days. There is no consistency in that. For example, in my organization, customer wants a product in 3 months, and sometimes I give him in 4 months, sometimes I take 6 months, sometimes I take only 5 days. There is no consistency in that. And the customer gets dissatisfied because there is no consistency in the process at all. So that is the problem. And so what we are discussing in Six Sigma is, we reduce the defects and we reduce the variability in the defect. That is, we make the process more consistent. And that is the requirement of the customer, that we must be more consistent. For example, if we promise that we will give the product in 4 months, every time we should give it in 4 months. It is not like sometimes 2 months, sometimes 6 months, sometimes 1 year. And then we don't give any feedback to the customer also. Customer doesn't know what is happening in our organization, and that is very dangerous. And that's why every process, every business process, we reduce the defects and we reduce the variability of the process. It uses a set of quality management methods. Actually, quality management methods are not new to us. All over our career, we have been using the quality management methods. Same quality management methods we will be using, that I will discuss in detail with you all. Which are those quality management methods? We use these mainly empirical statistical methods and creates a special infrastructure of people. Actually, we have been investing in equipment. We have been investing in machines. But are we investing in people? Because Six Sigma will never work if people are not getting involved into that. So, we will be making our people more experts in the field. We will be giving them intensive training so that they become very expert in all those quality management methods. And then there is a culture in all the people, including a sweeper. Everyone has that culture imbibed in his body, imbibed in his brain, so that he has that Six Sigma thinking all along. It creates a special infrastructure of people within the organization who are experts. Up till now, in total quality management, people were not experts. They were generalists. Okay, sometimes a junior engineer was there, then sometimes a manager will be there. But Six Sigma, right from the CEO, right from the owner, everyone is getting involved, and many people in that, or most of the people in that, are experts because they are trained as black belts, as yellow belts, as master black belts, as champions, everything. And they become expert, and so their approach is much, much different, much, much better than we ever were having in our total quality management. And that I will discuss in very detail, that why Six Sigma? Is it a new name given to the old name like TQM? Is it the same as TQM? So I will be explaining to you that no, Six Sigma is not a new name given to TQM. It's a completely different breakthrough strategy. That is what we are going to discuss. Each Six Sigma project carried out within the organization follows a defined sequence. Up till now in TQM, we were not having such sequence. Okay, we were brainstorming, we were doing some activities, some actions we were taking, some actions we were completing, some discussion was happening in our level. But here, each Six Sigma project follows a defined sequence. What is that sequence? Define, measure, analyze, innovative improvement, and control. DMAIC, T-M-A-I-C. That is a defined sequence what we are following. And every project, every Six Sigma project has to follow this DMAIC sequence. And that is the difference over TQM. In TQM, such things were not there. And every project will be assigned a number of expert people who are trained like black belt, yellow belt, champion, master black belt, and all that. Earlier in TQM, such trained experts were not there. But now, we are having trained experts who know how to solve a problem statistically, how to design experiments, and how to go about when there are some problems, when there are some barricades which are lying in our way. Each Six Sigma project carried out within an organization follows a defined sequence, and we will be discussing this sequence one by one. One by one. We are having one chapter for each of that factor, that is define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. So, very detailed discussion we are going to have. This is just the introduction going on in the first chapter. It's the first only introduction. For example, what can be the projects? Reducing process cycle time. Why? Why we have to reduce process cycle time? Because again, for the customer. Customer wants certain things within a defined time, specified time. And we can't have our long process times for that. Maybe customer will not be able to wait till then. So, we have to reduce process cycle time. Then, we have to reduce pollution. Maybe this is the requirement of our organization, or this is the requirement of our environmental control. We have to reduce pollution. That can be a Six Sigma project. We have to reduce costs. Why we have to reduce costs? To improve profitability. To improve competitive advantage. Because customer has to buy our products. If we have too much cost, customer will not buy our products. So, we have to reduce costs. Then, increasing customer satisfaction. The whole organization will have sustained growth if and only if customers is satisfied. We are able to retain our customers for a long time. Customer is loyal to our organization. He doesn't want to go away from our organization. He wants to give repeat orders continuously. And he is a very, very loyal customer because he is fully satisfied with our performance. So, that suppose there are some issues where customer is not happy, we have to look after those points. Increasing profits. if we have to remain in the market for a long time, even if there is recession, even if there are market problems, we have to still remain in the market for generations together. And if we have to remain in the market and we have to be always competitive, then we have to increase our profits. We have to find the way how to increase profits in spite of all problems. We must continuously improve profits. The term Six Sigma had originated from terminology associated with statistical modeling. I will be in short discussing what is this statistical modeling. Actually, we were having something called as Gaussian distribution, normal distribution. On that idea, for example, I have totally 50 parts. Total 50 parts I have, and then the dimension of that first part is, let us say, x1. And the average of those 5 parts which I take, the first sample is of 5 parts. The average value of that is, let us say, x bar. So I subtract the individual value minus the x bar and make the bracket square, and then sum up all those 50 parts xi minus x bar square and divide by n minus 1. That is, it is actually root mean square value. Root mean square value of the standard deviation is the actually the x bar is the mean of the xi is each of the values, and n is the number of data points. So we calculate the standard deviation, which actually we call it as sigma. See, this is the process. When we take continuously 100 parts and measure their dimension, the sum parts will lie here, some parts will lie here, some parts will lie here, and it will result into this kind of a bell-shaped curve. And we know that this width is 3 sigma, and this width also is 3 sigma. Generally, always the spread of this, the base of this bell-shaped curve will be equal to 6 sigma. And if our tolerance itself is minus 3 sigma and plus 3 sigma, then there will be 2700 ppm defects will be there. This all we have discussed, we have learnt during our career. So we have been working like this. So there is sometimes actually in this first, the mean of the population was exactly on the central of the tolerance. The tolerance was plus 6 sigma, plus 3 sigma, minus 3 sigma. And our mean of the population was exactly in the middle of the tolerance. But sometimes what happens? Then it shifts by 1.5 sigma here or 1.5 sigma here, and the bell-shaped curve is like this. And if our tolerance is plus 3 sigma, minus 3 sigma, then there will be so many defects will be there in the process. That means if the average value of our population of, let us say, 100 parts or 1000 parts, for example, it is a diameter 9 millimeter. 9 millimeter and tolerance is plus 0.1 minus 0.1. So we must have all the parts between 9.1 and 8.9. But if the mean of our process is getting shifted like this, then we will have some parts more than 9.1, some part less than 8.9, and that's why we will have defects. And 6 sigma teaches us that we should not have any defects. So, this is the 6 sigma process. What we do is, our normal distribution is like this. Plus 3 sigma, minus 3 sigma. And our tolerance is plus 6 sigma, minus 6 sigma. That means, our tolerance is so much, but we are able to control the process within only plus minus 3 sigma. And that's why we will have almost zero defects, and that is what 3.4 ppm, 3.4 ppm. In this also, even if the mean gets shifted by 1.5 standard deviation, still we will have zero defects. Still we will have only 3.4 ppm. A Six Sigma process in which the tolerance is double than the spread. Tolerance is, if the spread is 6 sigma, the tolerance is 12 sigma. In that, we will have 99.99966% of all opportunities to produce some feature of a part statistically expected to be free of defects. How many? 99.99966% will be free of defects. Only 3.4 defective features per million part. 3.4 in 1 million parts or million opportunities to fail. And that is the Six Sigma process. We will discuss how to achieve this Six Sigma process in which we just now are having lot of defects. How to bring these defects within a tolerance that is 3.4 defect opportunities per million opportunities. The maturity of a manufacturing process can be described by a sigma rating. Some processes will be having only 1 sigma rating, in which lot of defects will be there. 2 sigma rating, 3 sigma rating, 4 sigma rating, 5 sigma rating, and finally the 6 sigma rating. If your process has a 6 sigma rating, the defects will be only 3.4 defects per million opportunities. Indicating the yield of the percentage of defect-free products it creates. What is defect opportunity? For example, let us see, this is the part. This is the part. Now, in which this angle will be different. In this angle is defective. This diameter is defective, this diameter is defective, this diameter is defective, this diameter can be defective, this diameter can be defective, this diameter can be defective. So, how many opportunities to fail? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There can be 8 opportunities that this product will be defective. This is the opportunity to fail. For example, in a service, there are so many opportunities to fail. If a service has 4 components, like this, 4 components, and each component has 3 opportunities to fail, then there will be totally 12 opportunities of defect, 12 defect opportunities. And number of defect opportunities is generally related to complexity of the unit, how complex this unit is. On that basis, I will have many more opportunities to fail. So, how many defectives are coming in this? So many opportunities is the defect per opportunity, defect opportunity, defects per unit. For example, if we are producing a 50-page document like this, 50-page document I am producing. In that, there are 150 errors, 150 errors in 50-page document. That means my defect per unit is 3. 150 divided by 50 is 3. 3 defects per unit. Per document, I am having 3 defects. Defects per opportunity. For example, there are 12 opportunities per service. Just now I said, there are 20 errors in 100 such services. 100 services, that means my services I am giving, in 100 services, there are 20 errors. So, 20 upon 100 is 0.2 is the defect per unit. Defect per unit, defect per service, and defect per opportunity is 0.0167, that is 20 upon 12 into 100, that means 1200, 1200 opportunities, 20 upon 1200 is the defect per opportunity, 0.0167, and so defects per million opportunity. If defects per opportunity is 0.0167, I multiply that by 1 million, that is 10 lakhs, 1 million, and that I have the defect per million opportunities is equal to 16,700. You may be wondering what is all this going on. Why I am discussing all this? I am discussing all this because defect per million opportunities in your product, in your service, decides what is your sigma rating. Whether your process is 6 sigma, it will have a DPMO of 3.4. And if you have 16,700 defect per opportunity, then your sigma rating will be much less. And that is what is the important thing. In this particular thing, in 1200 opportunities, if you have so many, that means 20 defects, 16,700 is your defect per million opportunities, that reduces your sigma rating like this. If the yield is 30.9%, DPMO, if it is 6,90,000, your sigma rating is only 1. Sigma rating is only 1, then if it is 3,08,000, defect rating is 2. 66,800, sigma rating is 3. Then DPMO is 6,210, sigma rating is 4. 320, sigma rating is 5. And 3.4 defects per million opportunities, then your sigma rating is 6. 6 sigma. 6 sigma process. To create a 6 sigma process means to reduce your defect per million opportunities to only 3.4. Not like this. Here it is 16,700. From 16,700, I have to bring the defect per million opportunities to only 3.4. That means every defect I have to reduce in that service, I should not have any defect, maximum 3.4 defects, then my process will be called as 6 sigma process. If I have defect per million opportunities to only 3.4. And we will be discussing how to achieve all that. How to make our customer more competitive, more satisfied, more loyal by improving our process, not only manufacturing process, every business process in the organization. We have to improve such that defect per million opportunities is brought down to as low as 3.4, then only we say that we have achieved our 6 sigma quality. If the tolerance is plus minus 1 sigma, what is sigma? That is this. Normally, it is the spread is plus 3 sigma minus 3 sigma, and the tolerance is plus 3 sigma minus 3 sigma. In this case, there will be 2700 DPM defectives. So, what we have to do? We have to reduce this spread. We have to reduce this spread. If the tolerance is plus minus 1 sigma, that means tolerance is only this much tolerance. Then so many defectives will be there, then the sigma rating is only 1. If the tolerance is plus minus 2 sigma, then the sigma rating is 2. If the tolerance is plus minus 3 sigma, then the sigma rating is 3. If the tolerance is plus minus 4 sigma, then sigma rating is 4. If tolerance is plus minus 5 sigma, then sigma rating will be 5. And if the tolerance is plus minus 6 sigma, that means tolerance and your process is 12 sigma plus minus 6 sigma, and then sigma rating is 3. In this, What is tolerance? Tolerance is upper specification limit minus lower specification limit. Upper specification limit, as I said in that example, 9 plus minus 0.1 millimeter. That is 9.1 is the upper specification limit, 8.9 is the lower specification limit. And so the tolerance is plus minus 0.1, that means totally 0.2 millimeters. That is the tolerance. And this tolerance, is point 2. So, spread of the process, we have to bring it to point 1. Then only we can call that it is a 6 sigma process. Again, I will tell you, if the tolerance is 0.2, that means 9 plus minus 0.1, 0.2, and the total spread of the process, if I can bring it within 0.1 only, then I can say, and that too, the mid of the tolerance is in the center of the tolerance, the mid of all the process is in the center of tolerance, then we can say it is a 6 sigma process.